Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
It's the X-Man, and welcome back to Real Gospel. I am speaking with recording artist Victory. Her latest song is called Just Like in Heaven, and Victory, pick it up from where you were talking about heaven and provision. Take it away.
So I wanted this song to help people come into agreement with the realities of heaven and release them on earth with their faith. Even if you're just singing along, let your healing fall on earth, because ain't nobody sick up in heaven. Let your glory cover the earth, because it's overflowing in heaven. Let your love conquer. Like, you're just singing along, and your soul is starting to come into agreement with it. You'd be surprised of how much you're shifting in your life, in your world, in the atmosphere, just because you are praying what Jesus said to pray in your dream. And the same is true with music that has a negative message. Entire communities, entire people groups have been completely pillaged because of a negative message in music that is resounding over and over and over and over again in a generation. And so how much more if we're resounding over and over and over and over again the potency of the Word of God and the potency of the prayers that Jesus told us to pray. And so I wanted to make it extremely singable. I wanted to make it extremely catchy that people can just dance to, so that you have fun, you know, engaging in spiritual warfare, really.
Amen. Amen. So this is your new sophomore project, and of course it's called Glory Hour. What more can we expect from Glory Hour?
Well, so we're actually working on a live album of Glory Hour, where we're going to be recording all of these songs together with a live audience, and we're the live versions are going to be off the hook, because we're just going to be so entrenched and flowing in the Holy Spirit, and it's going to be, you know, amazing. But the album that we currently have, the studio version, many people are only recently discovering the studio version as well. So we're going to keep on just promoting the album, as well as we also create a live version.
Live is always awesome. I always like to say, because you connect with the people, the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. like you just said, can have his way and just move about. Ministry can be had. And as we wrap up this interview, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for your time. This has been incredible. It has been insightful and also impactful. So many people have been blessed by listening to your testimony and listening to how you articulate what this song and what your music is all about. So where can the listeners find out more about you? Where can they get your music, and just how can they reach you?
Yeah. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, Mr. X. If you look me up on social media, you'll find me at Victory Boyd. And on any digital music platform, if you just type in Glory Hour by Victory, you'll be able to find me. And yeah, my website is victoryboyd.com. You can find out how you can join us for these live album recordings. We'll have three of them, one in New Orleans, one in Dallas, and another one in Atlanta. And I'm just looking forward to it all.
Amen. You get the last word, the one and only Victory. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
It's my pleasure.
It's time for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour. In this hour, it comes from the Reverend Benjamin Cone, featuring the Mississippi Mass Choir. This is called The Birds.
Our Father in heaven, oh Jesus, send the Holy Ghost in copious showers. And oh God, commission the same angels that were scattered around your cross Lord, send them in this place. We need your Lord. Oh, help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. In a small town in Georgia, a man met a little boy with a cage of birds in his hand. And he says, son, what you have there? Say, I got a cage full of wild birds. Say, well, what you gonna do with them, son? He said, oh, I'm just gonna take them. And I'm gonna play with them. I'm gonna tease them. And I'm gonna take them in the woods and kill every one of them. The man's heart was touched with compassion. Say, what you take for him, son? Mister, they ain't no good. I didn't ask you that. I asked you, what would you take for him? Mister, they're just a cage of wild birds. What's your price, son? And the little boy thought he'd make a killing. He said, all right, mister, if you want it. The price is high. It's gonna cost you a dollar piece. The man said, you got a deal. So he paid him. And he carried the birds on the outskirts of town. On a little heap. And he opened the door to the cage and said, little birdies, I paid the price. You're free. But the birds have been in the cage so long, the door was wide open and they wouldn't come out. So he took his hand and he put it in the cage. And the birds would fly on his hand and he would bring them to safety. And he hauled them up and said, little birdies, you're free because I paid the price. Picture with me, nearly 2,000 years ago, Satan met Jesus. And Jesus asked Satan, say, Satan, what did you have there? He said, I got a world full of sinners. What you gonna do with them? Oh, I'm just gonna play with them. I'm gonna tease them. Fill them full of the world. And I'm gonna kill them. Jesus' heart was touched with love and compassion. What you take for them, Satan? He said, oh, they're no good. You got a lot of liars, adulterers, people that's perverted, homers, adulterers. They're no good, I tell you. What's your price? He said, all right. If you want them, the price is going to be high. It's going to take your sweat. It's going to take you giving up your omnipresence. It's going to take your very life. You made a deal, Satan. Nearly 2,000 years ago, he took his cross on the outskirts of Jerusalem, on a hill called Mount Calvary. He said to you and to me, paid the price. I was wounded in my head for your evil thoughts. Wounded in my head for your evil touch. Wounded in my feet for your evil walk. Wounded in my side for that inordinate affection called lust. Bled in my mouth for your evil talk. He says to you and to me, I paid the price. Somebody here need to come tonight. And all you gotta do is just get up out of your seats and come right now. You know just what you need. The Holy Ghost is telling you to come right now. Don't look at your neighbor, but you come. You didn't plan this, but Jesus did. Won't you come right now?
Oh,
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Uncontainable, what we feel inside, this hunger that won't die. It's undeniable how much we need of you. This is our heart's desire. Ooh. Everybody clap those hands, yeah. Fill us up again. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, we are ready. Send down the rain in the room, oh God. Yeah. Holy, holy. Yeah.
We are ready.
Holy Spirit.
That's Bree Babinaw with Baptize Us. And before Bree Babinaw, the Brown Boys with Fix It.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.